A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You better work, bitch. You better work, trick. Yeah, I was just recounting my Vegas excursion. It was so fun. Love Vegas. Need to be there more.
You're a real Vegas queen.
I am a Vegas queen. I took Spirit Airlines out of Burbank.
How was that?
Honestly, it was fine. Like, it took me 15 minutes to get to that airport. I've never been out of it before. Have you?
Yeah, it's a really convenient airport.
I mean, it's literally like a bus station.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit Airlines, never been on that before, but it was fine. I got an exit row. Totally full, so it was like a lot.
Did they charge you for a carry-on?
No. Well, my ticket was more expensive, but I got a carry-on with it. But the woman next to me was eating flaming hot Cheetos and watching Euphoria on her phone, which I thought was a vibe.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's like a road to Vegas energy.
But, I mean, it was, you're in the air for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 4-hour drive. Like, it's so worth it to pay, like, it was $150.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then landing in Vegas was beautiful because it was like just dusk. So you see like the blackness of the desert and then it's just like lights.
Bright lights. Bright lights. Vegas.
But Vegas was vibing. No, not a mask to be found.
Yeah, they're killing it.
I didn't wear a mask once.
Why would you?
There's mask mandates gone. I have to say, it looked a little shitty.
Yeah.
The city.
That's the biggest way.
But the hotel we stayed at was really nice. And I was very disappointed to learn that Treasure Island has stopped their pirate show with explosions.
That's sad.
It was really sad.
That's a loss for the Vegas community.
It is. And like...
And the performers.
Yeah. And after being there for 2 days, you like... basically are a Vegas native at that point. So I was like, as a Vegas local, I'm very upset about Treasure Island being rebranded as simply TI.
That's strange.
They have a giant sign that just says TI now because they think it'll be more... I'm like, Treasure Island.
I mean, I would never stay at Treasure Island.
Oh, no. Never. It's ghastly.
But I would also never stay at TI. But if I truly didn't know a single thing, I guess I might be like, oh, the TI Hotel. Like, I'm checking this out. So maybe that's smart.
But I mean,
I like cheesiness in Vegas.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I love like the Mirage.
Did you go or see Vanderpump Vegas?
No, I we drove by Caesars, like, obviously.
But you just couldn't, yeah.
But they had this, I mean, they advertise it, like.
She's building a new restaurant in Vegas, too.
In the Caesars?
Vanderpump à Paris.
À Paris, in yeah. Paris?
I don't know.
Paris?
Is Paris and Caesars, are they, like, the same owner?
Probably.
Or are they different?
I mean, they're right near each other. I have to say, Paris is, like, my favorite casino, and I'm, like, the minute I get to Vegas, I'm like, I must go to Paris. Like, I just love it. I think it's because of this. They have the sky painted, and it's like downtown Paris inside. It was looking
downtown Paris.
Downtown Paris. It was looking
downtown Paris is
DTPA.
Imagine the only thing worse than just like Lisa Vanderpump's menu selections. Are Lisa Vanderpump doing a Parisian inspired menu?
Yeah.
Because that just means lots of like cream. I'm just thinking about the things that could spoil.
Yeah.
That most certainly will spoil.
That will rot.
Like the cheeses and the milk and the dairy elements that will go brie. Bad.
Imagine Vanderpump.
Imagine getting a cheese plate from a Vanderpump.
Just literally. Get me on all fours now so I can spew
that's
out
how
of...
They actually, in Vanderpump Paris, they lead you in on all fours. Like, they just shoo you in like cows and they feed you your food in a trough.
Yeah,
so that when you no doubt shit yourself, they can just hose you down really easily.
They bring you over to a blue tarp. And you all sort of pack in together, and then they just
with ice cold water.
They just throw feet out, like they just take bags of like crouton, cheesy crouton stuff, and they just throw. And it's like
they take all the old food from Vanderpump Vegas, and they chop it all up, and then they just throw it out into troughs that you eat it up, and they call it Parisian inspired menu.
It's a deconstructive crook. Croque de what is it? French onion.
They're like
croque de, and it's and
salade vert.
Yeah, it's their take on it's a deconstructed French onion. So they give you the croutons first, and then they just throw like dripping
old onions
at you, and we're like mules. And then they strap a pack mule thing, and they strap like an apple, and then you just kind of you graze in the restaurant and do work for Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end they give you a baguette.
You graze around, puke and shit, and they hose you down.
And you fertilize.
And yeah, you fertilize the crops, but actually no, because you're having diarrhea, so it's not actually fertilized.
It's not viable stool.
But they hose you down, and then to like kind of plug your bowels at the end of the day, they give you a baguette as a parting gift.
To absorb.
to just absorb whatever's going on. Your gut health will never be the same.
You are fully neurovirus, like perma neuro.
Yeah.
But
at least you got to see Paris.
Paris. But Paris is looking pretty hacking.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I was bummed. But I love it there. I'm like.
What's the nicest, most luxury hotel in Vegas? The Wynn is pretty nice.
Yeah, where we stayed, it was really... It's new. The Wynn Encore. It's like very...
That's like the chic Wynn.
Yeah.
I like that some Vegas hotels like MGM...
MGM has really...
Like the MGM. Like I've gone there to stay there for like going to shows or for like when I went to like a desert rave once. And it was like reasonably priced, but nice.
Yeah, MGM is great. The Aria.
And then they have like the nice... MGM part where you can stay if you really want to upgrade.
They have the Aria, which is great. The Cosmopolitan is really nice. So they have like the best hotels, I think.
Yeah, I want to like... That's what I would want in a Vegas journey.
Yeah.
It's like a super luxe hotel and then just like eating at like Nobu or something.
The Cosmo is great because it's like 800 feet tall and there's balconies like at the very... like on every level. So it's like very overwhelming and it's... New York theme, and they have just like a upscale food court, and they have like everything you could want.
Yeah,
and it's like pink and smoky and cool. And then the Bellagio is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
The Venetian's nice. I stayed at the Venetian when I was a kid.
I like that they paint it.
Yeah,
I like the painted sky.
Yeah, well, that's how Paris is. That's why I love Paris. But the Venetian changes their sky based on the day.
Yeah, but it's never nighttime.
No, but it's like
they
dusk.
Love like a permanent like
dusk.
Mm-hmm.
Caesars does that too.
It's 5 p.m. somewhere, they said.
It's always 5 p.m. But it is like time really does slip away from you in Vegas.
Yeah, there's something like I would love to. I'm not a gambler,
right?
But I would love to like roll with some high rollers and live like the luxury lifestyle. But I don't really like want anything to do with gambling or.
I mean, I love the slots. I was telling you, Simon won like a lot of money on roulette, and so did his brother. So like you can win fast, legit money, but it's a risk, obviously.
Yeah. It just gambling doesn't speak to me. Doesn't speak to my soul.
It's probably good.
Wait, I have like a bunch of things that I need to talk about. I wrote them down. First and foremost, Linda Evangelista has given an interview to People Magazine.
I saw it.
An exclusive interview about how disfigured she is from cool sculpting.
It's literally not that bad.
Okay, it's
her face.
It's both not that bad and really bad. Like
she
in
looks
the context,
stunning, by the way.
Yeah, like in the context of Linda being Linda.
Right.
And like her saying like I literally don't recognize myself and her experiencing body horror of like fat lumps just appearing and growing uncontrollably, being like hardened fat lumps that she surgically removes and then they grow back. That is disfigured.
I get that. Yeah.
But like for some 56-year-old woman in any other like that
situation.
Wasn't ever a supermodel,
yeah,
that just like aged into this body.
I mean, look, she looks beautiful. She's wearing a turtleneck sweater and looking, I think, chic.
Yeah.
I saw the photos, like they were, you know, it's definitely like
I don't want that.
No.
I'm terrified of cool sculpting now and would never get it because
no way.
Of this.
But like she clearly went through trauma and like she deserves to be upset and like voicing this terrible thing she went through. And I think it's good for people like to be aware of
the risks.
The horror of cool sculpting.
I mean, even though it's like 1%, I think it's so low. Like I've had friends that have done cool sculpting.
Right.
And it's fine. And I'm sure anyone out there that did it would be fine. She's the only person I've ever heard of. It's just sad that she is the 1% of people that like experience this.
Wait, it grows back?
Yes. The whole thing is like, she pulled back her thing and it looks just like, oh, you're a woman with like a normal body who has like fat rolls over their bra line or whatever. But that big lump that was hanging over was something that you can get cool sculpted off. Like you can get that fat frozen. A lot of women get it. And that probably wasn't even that big to begin with. So then what she got is where your fat hardens and then grows. So you grow a hard fat lump that now just like probably her fat over the bra line was like a tiny little like pudge.
But it's like.
And now it's like a full blown, like sticks out. And it's not like soft fat
like
that you
ice.
Would like grab and squeeze and be like, God, Linda, I love you. It's a hardened fat lump.
Yeah.
She said she got it like in her inner thighs. And she's now showed picture of these fat lumps that she said if she's not wearing a girdle, they will rub together and chafe to the point of bleeding. That is like body horror.
Yeah, that is. I didn't read like all of it.
I read the whole. This is like I immediately when I saw it. Like
I just saw the one picture that didn't that look like normal. Like
yeah, I mean she did some pictures that were normal. I think that she got probably. It sounds like she got a lot of plastic surgery on her face to try and get rid of whatever happened in her chin, like jawline area. But like
they can't do anything about it.
No, they said they, so the cool sculpting people or maybe cool sculpting themselves reached out and they were like, unfortunately, there's like a 1% chance of this happening. We will pay for your plastic surgery to like fix this, but you have to sign an NDA. And she said, fuck you. I'm literally Linda Evangelista. I made $10,000 a day.
Right.
Like she just said no and I'll pay for my own plastic surgery. and she got it, but it grows back. Like, plastic surgery can help, but it also can just grow back. I'm not exactly sure why, but I do know that I don't want
cool sculpting.
I don't want a hardened fat lump. That's like, because the only place I would really get cool sculpted is like my pooch and like my flanks. And imagine just getting, you just would have like a hard fupa if that grew back.
Yeah, I didn't know about the bleeding chafe.
Yeah,
I mean,
like it's like she's been in a private hell for years.
But how much is she going to sue them for, do you think?
I don't know. She can probably sue for a ton of money if like she can prove that all these supermodels now have resurgence in their careers, like later in life, and she's kind of out of that mix because
yeah, like Christy, Cindy,
they're all working every once in a while, yeah. And she can't do that, so she could sue for damages.
Damn,
I would try and just fucking end cool sculpting altogether.
But what's the difference between M sculpting sculpting is what like Julia Fox does, right? Is that what Azalea was saying?
I think Azalea said sculpting. M sculpt is where you have like an electrode pad put on you and it twitches your muscles in like such fast repetition that it mirrors like your muscles working out.
Right.
So that I would absolutely do.
Yeah. And it gives you like instant abs.
I mean, I'm sure I don't know what the horror stories of that are. Like maybe you get electrocuted, but I would actually rather get electrocuted than
hardened
think
fat.
That my fat got frozen and I peed it out only to have it come back with a fucking vengeance.
I'm not laughing. It's
no, it's fucking horrible.
It's horrible. And she's such an iconic, like,
yeah,
you know, WOMAN.
Yeah. The saddest thing is her being like
hiding,
but also being like, I don't recognize myself.
Yeah.
And like she said in the People interview, she was like, that person that I used to be is basically dead now, and like I'm like a new person, which is sad, but actually I'm like, that's kind of,
well, if
like it's kind of like this is gonna sound so trite, but it's like a gift of like a learning experience to be anew. I mean, she's like a millionaire.
Well, look, if your whole life has been predicated on your face and your body, like, no one was more iconic than, like, Linda, Christy, and Naomi, like, in terms of, like, being model beautiful. So, like, she probably has based her worth on how she looks, obviously. Yeah. So, like, if she's saying that, that makes sense. Like, even probably more so than, like, the average person who's not a supermodel, that their whole, you know what I mean? So like,
totally.
She probably has like,
she's actually in a place of my body.
She's in
like
a place
earned place of my body.
She's in a place of legitimate my body.
Yeah.
She's my body 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a good, like, for people hoping to change themselves with these kind of new technologies, it's a good, like, hold up a second. Like some of it is, it can be helpful, but it can also be really bad. So it is a good, and it's good that she's being open about it and like taking it to the public forum and like just shitting on them as she should.
Yeah.
They deserve to be like canceled for this, but it's also like, okay, but you're your own person and you probably have a really good heart and like soul, like maybe base yourself on that too.
Yeah.
But I get it. I mean,
like
I'm not.
You're on like a new life path now.
Yeah.
Definitely sue them and get as much money as you possibly can, especially if it's true that like the doctor didn't explicitly tell you what the things were. But a lot of times they tell you or they have you sign a form that says it on the form, but you don't read the
form. Of course.
But like, get the bag, but also write a book about like your whole life experience of being like a supermodel. Like write a book about this or make something.
Or go on tours and like speak to people about like your experience and like, you know what I mean? Like I know again that
go on a tour.
No, like a book tour.
Hard and fat lump tour.
No. Like go, like take your book on like a global level and like go talk to people and like especially women about like this kind of stuff. And
yeah.
I think it could be really.
And the aging process.
Yeah.
Is particularly cruel for women.
Oh yeah, that's like an understatement.
As someone that's just like beginning to like stare aging right in the face,
yeah,
it's
staring,
like
looking camp right. Looking, in the eye.
I'm looking aging right in the eye.
You're the girl Carly Claus with the compact.
No, but I really am, and I'm like, this fucking sucks. And
it
how
does.
Do you reconcile and like also find peace or
yeah, like
where's
every,
like the happy medium?
Every person, especially a woman, like in this hell culture we live in, like deserves to do things that make them feel good and like at peace.
Yeah.
With like whatever that is. That's why like we are a pro plastic, like if you need to get stuff done, like
I love
support
it.
You.
Do it all.
This
I want to hear about
it. Supports
it.
But
it's also it, there's everything
a, there
is
a cost.
Risk. Yeah.
It's a risk and there's a cost to everything and like you know it's tough. My body is real.
We're all Emrata really put everyone in a place of my body and now
I have moments. I had a moment like during quarantine where someone I posted a video and some gay commented on my love handles and I was just like
what the fuck?
And I took it to a place of my body and I like
that would put me in a demonic state of my body.
He was like, it's the hands on the love handles for me because I like had my hands on my hips and I was just like
don't
like,
ever say that fucking slur. You should never
and to say it like from it's the blah 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 for
like
me.
Even if it's like a cute positive thing.
No, it wasn't. It was like and then I looked at his photos and he was like perfect looking.
Wait, I'm actually in
no,
shock
listen.
That someone would say LH
it's,
to you.
It's the love handles for me.
If anyone said that, I would literally have a meltdown.
And like, I wasn't feeling that good at the time about like, obviously like we were in a place of like body horror. I was in a place of body horror eating pounds of grapes.
Wait, that's so fucked up.
Oh, you're laughing?
It's just like I'm laugh crying because it's just like
people are mean. People
did
say
he mean
unhinged.
It as a mean thing? Did he get online and say like I'm literally perfect and chiseled and I can't wait to say something?
I think
like,
it was.
Cunty.
I think
it was trying to be nice.
Yeah, but
which is also even worse that you
that's
think
worse
that telling someone about their love handles.
That's not what they want to hear. And like
no,
and if you look like the way this guy looks and he was like rail thin and like a runner. I remember this. I was like. That's even no matter how even if you're trying to be like funny like that you don't say
you
that
ever say, literally love not it. A single soul on the planet Earth, not a single human being
yeah
ever wants to be told about their love handles.
No, I know. And like I have like I mean you know this like I have issues with like
yeah
eating and like I've struggled with like that stuff so it is very triggering for a gay man to tell another gay man it's the love
that's
handles
a fucking
for me.
Hate crime.
That is
I'm
hate crime.
Like
that's
gonna go up
gay
to
on gay
citizen.
Violence.
That is gay violence.
It's gay violence.
That's gay. He gay bashed you.
He did.
And I'm about to perform a citizen's arrest.
I know.
I'm about to do a full.
I did the Parker Posey of the face. I reacted to it. I went.
I'm about to call my moles and get a background check.
Don't you say
and
the word.
No, I'm about to go full background check and show up to his place of work and
with a flashlight.
With a citizen's arrest. Put your hands on your back, sir.
I know. It was, but I'm saying, but it like.
I am the court of public opinion. I bring him to the pod mm-hmm. and I'm like, court is in session.
No, I was laughing too. I was like, holy shit. But I'm just saying like people. Like, that kind of stuff leads people to, like, get...
Cool sculpting.
Yeah. Like, I was like, damn, I want, like, I need to get, like, cum gutters.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's hard. And it's... And especially in a place of quarantine, like, you're not, like...
I don't think...
Eating for...
It was a real 50-50. Like, yeah. Some people really just, like... buckled down and were like my body and some people were like my body and like
I was little my body
yeah I want my body for like the first year I think
yeah
and then I was like my body for the second but if anyone told me about I would have cool sculpted I would have just.
I'm gonna cool sculpt his face. I'm gonna go on his face and cool sculpt his face, and so he wakes up. It was brutal. I'm not to make Linda's my body about my body, but like I'm just saying.
After this day, I never knew this happened to you, and I'm gonna say it now. You're a fighter. You're a survivor. You are truly.
Thank you, baby.
You're so brave.
Thank you.
And you've been through hell and came out the other
side. I've been through hell and
back. You've actually been through hell and back.
It was a personal 9/11. It's the love handles for me.
It's the hands gripping your huge fat rolls for me. I'm like.
It was shocking. It was like late night. Simon tried his best to talk me off the ledge.
Oh, no.
But I was like,
oh no.
Simon was like, don't listen.
Poor
I'm like, what was I to do? Where
Simon like sees it and it's like in his head, it's like a countdown of like 3, 2, 1.
That literally
carry.
Truly. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm weeping.
It was pretty funny, but I'm just saying. My
to
body.
That game,
to that guy, I say.
You're under arrest.
Time's up on that.
Time's up.
Time, me's up.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
We also, speaking of cool sculpting and accusations of botched cool sculpting.
The Julia Fox, Azalea Banks beef continues.
They're tussling right now.
It's everything I need. It's New York at its finest.
It's really, it feels like harmless entertainment.
It's pretty salacious. What Azalea's pretty, she's going in.
But do you, I don't think, I mean, I'm a,
oh yeah, she's a problematic fave.
Is Azalea.
She's a problematic fave, and I will stan her. I will ride for her. I think she's a genius. I think she's an icon.
But I think, like,
but she says,
the only person that's truly going to be hurt from this, I think, in the long term is Azalea.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think it's, like, hurting Julia's career or anything.
Azalea.
I mean, this is also, like, a Julia stan podcast. So this is truly, like, our two faves tussling. We love to see it.
Yeah, I mean, Azalea,
but I wish the ladies well.
Azalea, in typical fashion, is just an incredible comedian and just can.
She's a writer at heart.
She can throw her barbs are just like they're beautifully written and withering.
Yeah,
and
get her in a writer's room.
I mean, I think Azalea should write a movie, but she was throwing some grenades at Julia, and they were pretty bad. They were pretty bad.
They were bad.
They were cruel, but you can't help it.
You can't snicker help at but them. Laugh. Yeah.
I snort. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. They're it's really energy, funny.
She's a great writer. That's what great writers do.
I guess Julia was texting her, being like, "Don't come for my son. If you ever come," or like, "Come for my son again, and I'll, like, kill you."
Yeah.
And Azalea wrote...
She just did, like, overlays on Insta
like,
story.
She was annotating a message combo that she and Julia had. And she went, "Okay, your baby's a crack baby. Now what?"
Azalea.
And she posted a photo of Julia doing heroin.
That
which
was
I
shocking.
Think Julia, it was, like, part of her art.
Yeah, I mean...
But then Julia responded with a... her screenshot of a text where Azalea was like asking for drugs
and then asking for discounts to like get a hotel suite. I didn't know that they knew each other that well.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think Azalea is like in, I mean, Azalea's friends with like Leah McSweeney, so I think she's like in that whole like Lucian downtown scene.
Okay,
they're New
Why
Yorkers.
Why is Azalea so mad though?
Because Azalea hates Kanye. They have like bad...
They have beef. So I didn't know about their beef history.
I think Kanye has like...
Said
promised
some
her
shit
things and kind of fucked her over a little. And like, I think she's helped him make some songs, according to her.
Okay.
He's like tried to become like her mentor.
That's sad because they would actually make an... Can you imagine the album that they would make together?
No.
It would be like nuclear.
But... Yeah, but I think he was trying to make her kind of like a Teyana Taylor because he produced her, who I also love.
Yeah.
But I think Azalea just has bad blood with Kanye. But so she, and I think she just, she can't
she
help.
She likes to blow shit up.
But she's and been it, better. She's got new better. Management and she's like, "I'm on meds." Like she's like definitely like, I think, ramped back her.
Yeah.
She's been more positive on social media than she's ever been. But there's some, I think people just trigger her.
Yeah,
and like,
that's fair.
I
get
it.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, she's someone that I think deserves a lot more than, I think she should be a lot more famous.
Mm-hmm.
And to her detriment, she's done herself dirty.
Yeah, I think she's an example of like getting in your own way.
But I also think that the music industry is like treats women, especially women of color, like can't even imagine. So she's very vocal about it. But anyway, I think she can't help it go in on Julia. But Julia seems like she can handle it.
Yeah, I think I don't feel really bad for Julia in that situation, because I'm like, you handle it with grace and ease.
Yeah.
And like, we'll clap back and you have receipts. So
I want Azealia to write a movie about her time being basically kidnapped by Grimes
and Elon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need that.
That would be...
She should write a movie.
I want like an A24 movie about her being held captive by Elon Musk and Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is truly one of the craziest...
We need it.
Remember she was tweeting from the house?
Yeah.
I'm still here. Like, she was like, I'm still in their house. And was it... It seemed like it was about music, but also weirdly about, like, something sexual.
Yeah, who knows?
Where's Grimes been? Is she in a silo?
I don't know where she is. She's getting her face fucked with, I think.
Yeah.
I think she's, like, maybe in a place of my body.
Talk about not recognizing yourself. Again, I'm a Grimes fan.
She said, I got that billionaire baby, and now it's time to make some upgrades.
Mm-hmm. What else did you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about the new revelation that Facebook employees are being told to call each other metamates.
Mm-hmm.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. Wait. Okay. So not coworker.
Not coworker.
Not
it's
Facebooker.
Your metamate. So like if this
you would be
house
my metamate.
Was Facebook, we would be metamates.
House of Meta.
I'd say, hello, metamate. My metamate told me.
That feels like genderless, like, eunuch pod person.
Yeah, but also it's sexual yet asexual.
It's the least sexy name you can...
And I also, like, I would rather work for Facebook than work for Meta.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird that they just...
Like, I would rather work for neither... And I don't work for either. But like, yeah. If I had to choose, like, one...
My body.
Evil overlord, like, corporation.
We all know where you go.
I mean, I would choose Amazon.
Talk about my body. He's like...
Oh, yeah. He and Lauren Sanchez is in a permanent place. She looks like Renee.
She does.
I'm like, why does she look so familiar to me? And it actually is Renee. And now I'm really happy because I'll just think that Renee Graziano, who does deserve a man like Bezos.
Renee deserves the world.
But Bezos and Lauren seem genuinely very into each other and happy.
They do, but he's like on steroids. You can't have that. He's on steroids. He suddenly became, I mean,
he got
I know,
a little thicker. And more muscular.
I mean, I get, like, also who's in a place of my body is Zac Efron.
Oh, he's been in a place of...
Someone said that he's turning into Mickey Rourke.
It's the HGH.
GHB. Which HBH?
HGH is human growth hormone. That's what a lot of men take.
In Hollywood?
Yeah. It's, like, can help preserve like youthfulness, but it also is like a steroid. So
I mean, Zach looks like he has an extra face.
His neck, you can always tell in the neck, jaw, trap, shoulder area when a man's been juicing, is because that just gets like randomly very thick and like inexplicably thick.
I think that's body horror.
The thickening?
No.
I think that
the steroid
fact that, like,
steroid is body horror.
Yeah, steroids, like, I can't go there. But the fact that, like, as we age, and especially, I think this is in men more than women. I mean, everyone kind of gets fatter as they get older, which is just dark and sad. But it's men have the thickening. And they truly turn into just pillars. Like,
yeah.
Alec Baldwin, he underwent the thickening. You know where men just kind of go?
By the way, speaking of lawsuits...
What's happening to them?
They finally...
Did they get his phone?
The family is suing him now.
Okay. Just like a civil wrongful death suit?
Yeah, and the producers. Also, I didn't realize that...
He's back at work.
That cinematographer who died, her husband's a lawyer at like a big law firm.
Oh.
So they're...
Good
luck, Ilaria.
You're going up against one of the richest actors ever. They'll probably get money, but...
Alec Baldwin is...
He's just back... back to work. I love you just killed a per like what happened in 2021. I'm like, well, we podcasted and like we got back on tour and you're like, Alec, what about you? And he's like, I killed a woman at my job.
I took away someone's mother.
That's like me killing you.
Yeah. While I'm setting up one of the lights.
I'm like, can you push play?
No, I mean, it's he took away a life.
Like many of us,
ended a life.
Most of us will never kill someone in our lifetime. God willing.
God praise.
I pray. I never want to kill anyone, but like some people will.
Yeah.
And some people will like, it will happen accidentally. And some people will shoot a person with a gun and end their life. And one of those people is Alec Baldwin in front of all your coworkers. That's insane that happened. And
joined,
I feel like
he's
no
joined
one...
a long line of famous people who've killed.
Yeah. There's a long line of famous people
vehicular,
that have like run over.
Vehicular manslaughter.
That have like accidentally just fucking driven over people.
Some
or
people
caused people to drive over people. But there's not a lot of people.
Who've shot.
Didn't Robert Downey Jr. shoot Kelly Preston by accident once? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not a kill shot.
Yeah. Or no. Was it Kelly Preston?
I think it was Kelly Preston. It wasn't SJP.
They were together for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of wrongful death.
Speaking of killing or be killed.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy,
Unique
Podcast.
The Matriarchs of Mozzadel.
These women have... It's a kill or be killed world.
It is. In Staten Island, when your dad's name is Johnny Longlegs...
Johnny Pickles. What did I say? Bobby...
Bobby Monsanto.
Bobby Pickles Monsanto.
Bobby Pee Pants.
Bobby, in quotes, Pickles.
Bobby Pickles.
Ramona, as Ramona says, the island is toxic.
She goes, I call it Septic Island.
Septic Island.
That was smart.
I'm really into that. I just want to... I mean, I think we can just kind of talk about, like... I want to really talk about Ramona's Dubai journey. Ramona pulled a full Lilo.
Ramona is an actual woman of mystery, and I'm now on Team Ramona because she's pulled out a lot of things that she's done, a lot of stunts that I happen to care deeply about.
So the story in Ramona is her grandfather was like Donnie Brasco Longlegs.
Yeah. He's like Johnny Big Feet McGillicuddy.
Johnny Big Feet McGillicuddy. He was in the
Irish. I always yearn to turn them Irish.
Yeah.
But and we need to honor their Italian heritage.
Johnny Pickles.
Johnny Old Pickles.
Old Pickle Roll.
Old Pickle Roll Monsanto.
We're disrespecting Ramona's. He was some famous mobster anyway, but she never wanted to be in the lifestyle, like unlike all these other women.
Mm-hmm.
So she broke her father's heart by marrying a man from Dubai, and which is a big no-no. So she and her family don't speak anymore.
Yeah, I feel like
they've disowned her.
Hardcore Italian family like that
from New York.
You don't marry a white Italian guy.
You're done.
You're fucking dead to me.
So I respect her for following her heart and breaking rules. Mm-hmm. And so she fled to Dubai to live out her best life with this man.
Where she rubbed elbows with princes and princesses.
I rubbed elbows with all the best of them. Billionaires, princes and princesses.
I love she and Karen go out to like a bar to go troll for dick. And they go to a hookah lounge and they're just like sexily smoking hookah. And Karen goes, they do this in the Middle East. And Ramona goes, oh yeah, all over the Middle East.
I liked her talking to Karen because you see Karen kind of, she's like sitting back and she's listening and she's just kind of like,
And then Karen at one point is like dancing and listening.
Yeah.
Karen was feeling the night.
So her husband was like a businessman. They like clearly lived a good life. They raised their children in Dubai, which is, you know, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite human rights violators, Dubai. But then he did business with the mob, and so she said, that's a fucking enough, and she packed up the things and moved back to the island with the kids. And she has, you'll see them, she has an adorable brood.
Oh, cute.
And they're like, there's this one scene with her daughter that literally will break your heart about
her ex.
No, about her, well,
about Pop Pop. Her don't new, spoil it.
Okay. So Ramona's lived a, she's a globetrotter. She's a jet setter.
Facts about Ramona Rizzo. I'm on glamourpath.com. Ramona Rizzo came into the public eye after she appeared on the VH1 reality show Mob Wives, which is about a group of Staten Island women after their family members are arrested and imprisoned for crimes that are allegedly connected to the mafia. Truly the best concept for a show that ever
best
was.
Best sentence.
She's born on March 8th.
She's born. I've known her since March 8th.
A Pisces queen. She's the daughter of Lila Ruggiero and Johnny Rizzo. She's ranked on the list of most popular star. Okay, Glamour Path.
Where was this written? This is written in like
this is
Ukraine.
Written by just a bot.
Yeah.
It says she has a net, estimated net worth of $600,000.
That feels real.
She was married to ex-husband Wally Khatib in the early 1995. They moved to Jordan and settled there. After 13 years, she filed for divorce because she felt disinterest towards husband.
She felt disinterest towards husband.
Wally wrote this.
Yeah.
During their married life, they became parents of four children. She's currently engaged to Joseph Sclafani, an alleged member of the Gambino crime family. They've not married yet because he got arrested for dealing drugs in 2013 and jailed for 15 years. Well, that'll really put a wrench in your engagement. Granddaughter of Lefty Two Guns. Hey, is that Johnny Rizzo? Hey, Lefty Two Guns. Rizzo?
Lefty Two Guns, if you're over here.
Why does he?
Lefty Two Guns.
I love it.
That's two names. That's two nicknames.
Yeah.
He has the power to, like, you'd think it would just be John Lefty Rizzo, but.
Or Two Guns Rizzo. But it's Lefty Two Guns. Is he a left-handed?
Did he hold
two guns in his left hand? Or is he left-handed and always carries two guns?
He has a gun that goes out of his shoulder and has like a tracker.
It pops it's up like and Predator. He grabs it.
He fires missiles.
Wait, I need to know the backstory of how he got his
Lefty
name.
Two, I mean, I'm sure there's a...
But I need also like a true Italian man, elderly man, to come on the pod and give us nicknames and give Tony a nickname.
Carrie Loafers O'Donnell. Lighten the Loafers. Carrie Loafers...
I don't want to trigger you.
But you fucking bitch.
You used an L word first. You know, I'm not even going to say it.
Carrie Love Handles O'Donnell.
Lefty Carrie, Love Handles.
Lefty Love Handles.
It has to be like more jaunty. Yeah.
Lefty Love Handles O'Donnell. O'Donnello.
Carrie Sad Sack Love Handles.
Your face when I tried to catch you in it and you went I'm telling you it was the worst
that thing. Is truly a slur.
Literally I was like I was about to message him and say go to hell back.
That's warranted. You cannot just come out with that.
My friend came through and was like, hey, can you not be the worst fucking person ever?
I love, yeah. I like that people had your back.
Lefty Love Handles O'Donnell.
Carrie, Lefty Love Handles.
Lefty Light in the Loafers Love Handles O'Donnell.
Yeah, you could have a bunch. It can keep going and going. It's like Madonna's name.
Madonna Ciccone.
Just like Madonna Esther Maria
Ciccone.
Ciccone. What would mine
yours
be?
Yours would be Lanky Laura. Laura Lanky Marie Shane.
Lanky Brain or something like that. It's like Laura, we gotta get an Italian though to do it.
Lara Marie. Lara Marie full of grace. Show it Lara.
Lara, don't call her Laura. Shane Halls.
in the picture. Lefty Lara.
Oh my God.
Are you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
Righty.
Oh, righty-tighty. Righty-tighty.
So Ramona's lived like that jet setter life.
Yeah, she's seen it all.
She's hobnobbed and can you imagine?
I love it. I've rubbed elbows with billionaires and prince and princesses.
Do you think they all thought she was like a novelty?
They're like, who is this woman?
They probably all hated her.
Yeah, I wonder if she like had to dress more like modestly.
Yeah, definitely. Probably. Yeah, I would love. Sure.
I wish there was a reality show following around just a Staten Island girl who just married like Middle Eastern, well-to-do Middle Eastern.
We're about to get Real Housewives of Dubai.
I know. And Lindsay's about to marry that guy. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that.
So Ramona is just kind of like Karen and her just, you know, Karen's like, when we get together, she's like, you better not fuck with us because we come out and we're a team.
She's my friend. I've known her for years. I'm glad to now have someone on my back.
Yeah. I love, when you see us out, don't mess with us. And she laughs to herself.
I'm like, I love, okay. Ramona goes,
Karen looks good.
Yeah. Karen's looking really good. Ramona goes, don't mess with me because I'm going to go devil on your ass. She goes, I'm going to go garbage on your grave.
Ramona needs a haircut. She needs like a hair zhuzhing. I don't like her hair.
No.
I think she's really, I think she's very beautiful.
Because she looks kind of like Carla.
I think Ramona's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I think she should just change her hairstyle. But
maybe like a side part.
Yeah, or like
a voluminous side part, like a hot rollers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Ange and Drita, speaking of deep friendship,
yeah,
have known each other since Drita was 16 or 15.
Yeah. Drita just, her face when she sees Big Ange, she just lights the fuck up. She did a great post about her yesterday because
I know, R.I.P. Big Ange.
It was 6 years
anniversary of her death.
Rest in power, queen.
Yeah,
Drita just adores her. I wrote, it warms my heart. I know Nan since she's 16. And then they start talking about the blowout fight at you know, Ventritskia's palazzo.
Ariana's grand.
Ariana's grand.
The room at Ariana's grand.
And then Big Ange goes, this stupid bullshit.
She was, that was out of control, retarded.
That was out of control.
Everyone's acting a little stupid, little immature.
Little immature. We got to get them all together.
She's such a peace broker.
She is.
All she wants is love and peace and
drunkenness.
Yeah. Just like having fun, live, laugh, love.
She's the god of wine.
She is Dionysus.
She's Dionysus.
Yeah.
She is Dionysus.
She is.
She's the god of debauchery.
I got a great idea for Renee and Carl. I've got to make up.
We got to bring him. We're going to bring him to Cactus in the city. We're going to bring him to Manhattan.
I'm obsessed also with the venue that she chose.
The seaport.
With just sand.
Yeah.
I hate when venues are just like sand. If it's not like on the beach.
It's a very.
Want like sand shipped into like an outdoor space.
We're going to go to the city and we're going to get cocktails with the girls.
Cocktails in the city.
With the girls.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We cut to Ramona. Ramona and Renee talk, and Renee and Ramona are sort of like hashing out the other night. Renee was like, you should not have done that. And then they all go, we've known each other for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Renee has known Ramona since they were kids because they're lefty, left eye, you know, lefty, two guns, Canero, and Renee's dad were associates.
Yeah.
So they were...
They grew up in the lifestyle together.
Renee goes... She's a little out of it in the scene. And she goes, "Your family." And Ramona's like, "Yeah, what family?" And then Renee goes, "We don't need to fight like this. We don't need to fight like men. We're ladies." She goes, "We cross our legs."
Why does every girl gotta be a tough guy? Renee just wants women to be women and men to be men.
Mm-hmm. She's a traditional girl.
Ramona's so smug. That's what bugs me about her.
Very smug.
Just because you married a Middle Eastern guy and rubbed elbows with billionaires and
princes and princesses
doesn't mean you're better than us.
She says to Karen, people here on Staten Island, they're not like this in other states.
This is a state.
Honey.
You're a city.
Also, Dubai is... Jordan are in another continent.
It's a country, yeah. Nay, continent. Drita and Kala meet for drinks, and Drita's blood eye is still going strong. And they are literally sitting in a bordello.
They're sitting in a bordello eating chocolate-covered strawberries.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what they talked about. I was just shaken. Like, Drita literally was like, choose somewhere red.
Carla's like, oh! Carla kind of has a Caroline voice, and she goes, why are there always just women everywhere we go? She goes, where are the men? Carla's like having gay panic over only being in... group settings with all women.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, they both are ready to like hop on some D because their men are just scrubs.
I like everyone being so in a place of like, let's get the dick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sad because I know that they all go back to their
husbands. It's all big game.
Yeah. It's just power moves so that their husbands eventually see them doing this. It's all, they never really break free.
Never.
Renee chiefs a Newport and writes very hard.
In size 40 font. She writes a letter to Carla.
She goes, like bubble writing.
She goes, over the years, I've become known for my letters because I had to write so many letters to people in prison.
Remember her jail letter writing business? What became of that?
I don't know. She looks like she's writing in a giant crayon. She's going, dear Carla.
27 years, holy shit.
27 years, holy shit.
Is that how long she's known Carla?
Mm-hmm.
These women go so far back.
These women.
And just when Renee is like reaching a place of zen and like healing with her letter writing process, fucking Nicole calls her and riles her right up.
Yeah, Nicole is like the worst kind of friend that's just like going to get you up in arms about anything. What? Why would you do that? She should be mad at them.
What the artist Way calls a crazy maker.
Mm.
She goes, why are you reaching out to her?
You should not reach out to her.
Let me tell you something, Renee. I don't like people making a fool out of you, which is not what you should ever say to Renee.
No.
Because she will.
Renee goes, oh no. Big Ange and her friend Linda meet, and Linda, they need their own show.
I could watch them talk about.
Big Ange does have a spinoff.
Oh my God.
With all her girls, a separate posse about her life in the Drunken Monkey. It was only like 2 seasons, but it's amazing.
I need to watch that.
It's only half hour episodes.
That's actually perfect. Wait, Big Ange also, a woman after my own heart, and that she made a feast that could feed 20 people for 2 people.
She's making. So Linda comes barreling, her friend Linda from, we saw her last episode, goes barreling upstairs, and she goes, oh, Ange, I don't feel so good.
She goes, my God, I'm so hungover.
Big Ange goes, I'm so hungover. And she's making sausages and peppers, and I just, oh, it looks so good. And Bloody Marys.
She made pasta 12 to 14, maybe, like at least 10 to 12 sausages.
Huge
Caesar salad. Ugh. There's a piece of bread that is literally 2 Tonys. Long,
and they talk about the night before, and Linda's like, I don't really remember what happened.
They blacked out. They are going out and blacking out, and began just like, we didn't pay for a thing.
She goes, I tend to like the wise guys. Again, she says it. They always have bought me houses and good furs, cars, the generous and the good looking.
I love her laugh.
That's my laugh.
Yeah. Your Sig laugh. Yeah. When you've gotten
really lolled.
They're good looking too.
I used to be with one, and I'm looking forward to meeting another one.
I'm looking forward to meeting another nice guy, a wise guy, and they look really, really good.
By the way, you find out this isn't really a twist. Big Ange has been like married this whole time.
What?
Yeah.
She has a husband? Is he in the house?
You don't see him until the next season, really. But
wait, I'm obsessed with that.
Neil.
She was like, get away from me.
She hates Neil.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's like, he's a lot younger and he's like huge and clearly just has a huge dick, but he's absolutely inept.
She makes him just stay in the basement.
He's like her bitch. Wow. I love it.
I want to meet another one.
Big Ange goes, I want more plastic surgery. I can't even have enough. I want a facelift.
And she goes, they're talking about fucking Renee's botched carving. And yeah. Big Angie goes, I want a little plastic surgery too. You know what I want? I want a facelift.
Linda goes, I want a facelift.
Linda goes, you don't want that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
She goes, you know where you gotta go? Ukraine. And she goes,
Turkey.
Ukraine. I don't even know where that is.
Maybe we'll go to Ukraine.
She goes, they're cheap and they do excellent work.
It's truly, we've been talking, okay. Ukraine, a place of Turkey. Turkey is becoming a huge, like legit, not just like our place of Turkey, but like the literal nation of Turkey.
Turkey
is becoming a plastic surgery
mecca.
Darcy and Stacey from 90 Day Fiancé are always posting from a med spa in Turkey.
They go to Turkey and also... One of the women from Ronje, which I'm watching this season, which is good.
Jennifer. It's
like Jennifer went to Turkey to get a nose job that truly was she got botched in Turkey.
But usually I know for a fact that the procedures in Turkey are really good.
We also know someone. We have a source who has had a Turkish experience and it gave it an A+. So like Turkey is happening.
Turkey's happening. You just have to, have to ignore the dictatorship happening and the genocide that they're continuing to try to.
You go there for a facelift, genocide is the least of your concern.
I have to go to Ukraine. I don't want to go there.
That Linda and Big Ange making small talk is like the most soothing experience.
Imagine like being like wrapped in a blanket.
Have a massage.
I want to be wrapped in a blanket on the couch while they're talking in the next room and just hearing their like low murmur and me just being like, oh, like so relaxed, so carefree.
I know.
And just periodically taking my fork, eating the sausages and going.
I want to smell the smells of Big Ange's cooking. And then, yeah, I want a massage or a facial and to just play an hour long track of their conversations. It's so pleasing.
Then we cut over to Drita's getting...
She's pulling power. The rest of this episode is Drita's power moves one by one on Lee.
She's trying to sell... She's thinking about selling her house. So she has this like iconic realtor come over and just... She just goes, oh, it's very nice. Very, very beautiful. Very beautiful.
In the market, this is exactly what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
There's a door in her house. She goes, that's Junior's door. I'm going to open that door in years.
Lee. It's Bluebeard.
What's behind that door?
Heads.
Yeah, I was like, that's terrifying.
Drita looks stunning outside. She's like washed in sun and like looking very like...
Get over here.
Marie Antoinette at Petit Triage. And and Aaliyah comes outside and Drita's like, come over here. Let me braid your hair. But this is when I was like, okay, this is bad parenting.
Yeah, it's not good.
Drita's basically puts Aaliyah up to tell Lee that they're selling the house.
But that's like how she also tells Aaliyah is like, it's just sad. I was like, you can't do this to a kid.
Yeah, it's weird triangulation. She's like, why don't you tell Dad that we're going to have to...
She goes, you have to tell your dad that you want to go to dance camp. And you also need to tell him that I want to fix up the yard because I might want to sell the house.
That's like,
no.
And Aaliyah's like, why are you selling the house? And she's like, well, it's a little big. I'm like, just fucking tell her.
Yeah. It's also like, don't tell her on camera. It was just like really bad.
Yeah, it was not a good look.
She traumatizes Aaliyah.
Who's really cute.
And Aaliyah's clearly like spinning out. And then Drita goes, don't think too much. You're a kid. Kids aren't supposed to think. And I was just like,
you have made her think.
Yeah, you did this.
You're putting this on her shoulders. It's not healthy.
She has to now tell her dad, who you're not speaking to,
who's also a bank robber.
Yeah, who's in prigione, that you want to sell, like, something that's going to obviously make him furious.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And like, yeah, it's...
It wasn't good.
And he's the kind of guy I feel like that would get mad at the messenger.
Yeah, and I just feel like kids, when they're in that situation, they internalize everything.
Yeah.
And it becomes your own fault because you just don't know how to process that kind of adult shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's just sad.
The gals meet at Big Ange's Seaport Reconciliation Cocktails.
Big Ange smoking a clove.
When Renee enters last and she arrives in her car, off screen you hear Ange go, Renee!
That's how I want to be greeted.
Ugh, can you imagine?
Ugh, it's like coming home.
So Carla, Big Ange, Drita, and Renee all meet. And Renee, they're trying to brokerage peace between Carla and Renee because they were friends for
27 years.
Friends forever.
I mean, I've been friends with my best friend for 25 years.
Amazing.
Matt.
I love that.
So.
You're a regular Carla and Renee.
Yeah.
Renee sits down and she goes, I'm a little fucking tired of the bullshit. I don't even know what their beef was.
Okay, the beef is that Carla didn't call or send flowers to Renee while she was dead.
When Renee died on the operating table, so, after getting carved up like a Thanksgiving turkey, Carla said, nah.
Renee goes, if you're in the hospital, Carla, and you need blood and are dead, I'm giving you blood. And then we find out that Renee made a hit list of all the people that didn't call or write letters or text or give her presents. And now she doesn't... She's done with all of them.
Whoa.
So that's like, kind of makes me think like that's what that all was for. She wanted to have like...
She wanted to get a lot out of it.
It's kind of like people like faking their own deaths to see the funeral.
It is, but it's also still hysterical to me.
Oh, it's iconic. That
it's your elective surgery went wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not like you were stricken with cancer and like had to get a life-saving procedure. It's literally like you chose to go get a full body lift that went horribly wrong.
And Carla's basically like, Renee, let's just cut the shit and be friends. And Renee just goes, okay. And she goes, I wrote you a letter, but I don't want you to open it here. I want you to read it alone.
And Carla goes, if you're not mad with me, then I'm not mad with you.
She goes, is there anything else? Are you fully not mad at me? Are you hiding anything? And Renee goes, no.
She goes, let's end this combo with a period.
And then Big Angie goes, yay.
And then there's a whole physical comedy of Renee trying to light a cig, which I don't think you're allowed to smoke in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And because like as soon as she gets the cig lit by like putting her face in between Big Angie's tits to block the wind, you see a security guard coming over going, no. And there's also a guy in the background wearing a shirt that says it's a MasterCard logo, but it says Mr. Hard instead of MasterCard.
Gross. New York.
Classic
New York.
Renee and Tiffany go shopping.
Tiffany's like, stop being such a dumbass.
Is this the Tiffany that she had asked for a job? Boss.
Yeah. So Tiffany's just like, Renee. Tiffany's always in there to just be like, stop doing everything you're doing.
She's at it again.
But Renee wants to try on new outfits because her body's...
She's feeling sexy. She's back from the dead.
She's my body.
She is in a place with my body. She goes... To Tiffany, she goes, so Junior confessed his love for me, which did not happen.
Tiffany's like, be careful.
Renee is riding the high of their Brown River hike.
It's ecstatic.
Like, she has taken whatever words came out of his mouth to mean that he has like pledged his love for her.
I mean, we see it later, like when they go out to dinner. But first, Drita goes to Eti, who's... probably Albanian too. They look like sisters.
Yeah.
She's a jeweler and she wants to get her jewelry that Lee gave her a prize.
This is the final knife in Lee. Also, it's like he can watch this in prison. I mean, it's calculated and
I bet
brilliant.
It turns him on.
Well, I think this is their whole cycle is like, like she gets furious and then does a bunch of things to make him so mad.
Yeah. It's like when Lisa Barlow threw
the Rolex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a similar move.
So the jeweler, watching jewelers or people who are like in that do stuff is ASMR to me. Mm-hmm. I'm literally like,
I love it.
I love Eti with a little
She goes, well, you had good taste.
Very good. Very beautiful. Very nice.
Lots of beautiful clarity and color.
She tells Drita that her engagement ring is like 150 grand.
Yeah, she said she could get, it's 3 carats and she can get 36 to 40K a carat.
A carat.
I don't think, though, that you can resell for that much.
No, I think it was for the show.
Yeah. But I mean, I think you can, it could be appraised at that, but I don't think you're going to be able to sell it for that. But still, even if you sold it for half of that, that's enough money to like truly get divorced and get away from the guy if that's what you wanted to do.
Drita goes, oh, holy. She goes, I didn't realize it was that expensive. And she goes, I was taking it off, throwing it around the tub, asking Aaliyah where it was. I was like, oh, you're just pissing Lee off. More and
shows
more.
Shows exactly what she's doing.
Renee and Junior go on this horrific, scarring dinner where they go for a nice date night.
They sit down
and Renee goes, so tell me why you brought me here.
He's like, just want to like get to know each other. And she goes, isn't that funny? I feel like I don't even know you.
Yeah, because basically they met when they were 18 and he's been in and out of jail for 25 years. Like,
was like, you don't know each other. She also said earlier in the episode that she has spent 12 years waiting to like have this connective moment with him. And I was just like, not worth it.
No.
Get out of there.
He says that when he asked her to marry her, he went over to ask her dad and he brought out a bag of rings and said, pick one.
That was shocking.
Yeah.
I would be pissed if I knew that my fiance got a ring from my dad's bag of stolen rings.
But you have to do it, dad's like, this is, it's dad's way or the highway.
Yeah, I guess if you're in the lifestyle, you're probably like, choose a good one.
Yeah. Junior's like, well, you know, we've had some issues because I wanted to, you know, I there were a lot of things I wanted to do. And she and Renee goes, you wanted to have sex with another woman.
She was like, you're going to take responsibility. He was like, I did some things, but you're controlling. I was like, fuck you,
yeah,
asshole.
Fuck you, Junior.
All he does is hurt her. I said, Junior sucks.
She looks beautiful, too.
I know. And he's like,
she could do so much better.
He goes, well, I did make some mistakes. Goes, you made some mistakes, too.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't, that's she literally never, not taking any responsibility. And Renee starts weeping because she considers this to be him, like, admitting to all his faults and wrongdoing.
She goes, you've never said anything like this to me. And I've 25 years together. I was like, Renee, run fuck screaming now.
Yeah.
I will come pick you up in a zip car.
I wrote, kill him.
And drive you into the river and then go take a submersible and take you to, like,
the lost city of Atlantis.
Take you to Atlantis. Where you can live as a queen among the Atlanteans for like 8,000 years. That's what Renee truly deserves.
She needs to go be delivered to the lost city of Z. She needs to live in a fantasy world.
She's literally weeping at the bare minute. Like the bar is like in the earth.
Yeah. It's at the core, the earth's core.
Yeah.
Karen is haunted by the fact that she hasn't heard from Ramona all day and she's just walking slowly around her condo like
I honestly get that though.
That was you vibes. Yeah. When she just opened the sliding door and then closed it, I was like, that's Carrie O'Donnell.
I've had that with like my friends, or like if I haven't heard from like Simon, or like, and I are like just assume the worst. Mm-hmm. And I just like pace and like get nervous
and like open and like look out. She was very Kim Richards.
That's best friendship though.
Yeah.
I mean Matt, there have been times where like when I was like going through my shit and it'd be like a weekend, and then I would call Matt and he'd be like, I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he's like, I didn't hear from you all weekend, so I had a feeling you were doing something.
And she knew.
She did. Ramona got arrested with her
crime boyfriend.
Clandestine boyfriend. He's a drug dealer.
Driving on the highway and got pulled over by an undercover cop and then swarmed by 7 other police vehicles, ripped out of the car and arrested. And
Ramona
like a sting
had to stay in a prison for a whole day.
Did she sell drugs too?
No, I don't think so. But
they questioning her?
Yeah,
holding her, trying to get out of rat.
She goes, Karen, I was in jail all day. And you just see Karen go.
She goes, I just got out of prison.
Renee and Carla have a powwow and they read through Renee's Comic Sans letter.
I love, she's like, well, we did bury the hatchet, but now I'm going to reopen it and come over and read you the letter I scrawled. While Renee drinks wine out of the biggest wine glass I've ever seen.
They're drinking Yellowtail, which I'm like, me. It sounds like someone reading, like a class president reading. She goes,
looking back in hindsight.
Looking back in hindsight.
I will stand by you, my friend, my sister.
For over 27 years of friendship.
It sounds like poetry more than like a letter. Mm-hmm. She should do an open mic night at a coffee shop.
Staten Island. She becomes a poet.
Someone's playing like a cymbal behind. It's like... Looking back
in hindsight, I realized there were things that I should have done more and things that you should have done more. But I think because of our 27 years of friendship, we should know that this is a friendship of 27 years.
Carl's like, okay.
Carl's like, all right, I'm good.
Hatchet buried.
Consider this hatchet buried.
This hatchet?
So it's just buried gearing up for more war.
I'm just sad for Renee knowing what happens with Junior. It's like our queen doesn't deserve this.
No. We are a pro Graziano. She truly deserves to become a duchess in Atlantis.
She does.
She becomes a... Yeah. She becomes, like, becomes a barrister in the courts of Atlantis.
I want to build like a little Italy in Los Angeles. And she can be the grand marshal.
Mm-hmm. The mayor.
The mayor of little Italy.
Of little Tuscany.
Like, little Italy is just my house.
Little Italy.
But she's the mayor of it.
Mm-hmm. In my town, there's a borough in Haddonfield. And then the country club needed a liquor license. But because Haddonfield's a Quaker dry town, the country club couldn't do liquor. So they created their own town. And it's like literally like half a mile long.
Wow.
And there's a mayor.
Who's the mayor of the block?
Some like country club guy.
Love that.
But it's like literally just so they can have a liquor license.
I love a loophole.
So you can do that.
I'm going to...
Have a liquor license in this house.
Should I zone? I should start zoning. Well, I need to own. Okay, more reason to like save money to buy a house someday is so that I can zone it as my own town.
More reason for Portland to buy tickets to our show. Guys.
Portland, what is the holdup?
We love you so much and we're not trying to shame you, but like it's a week away and we really need people to come and we are going to give you the show of your life.
I know you're out there. If you want to just come on the day of the show, you can
literally
do that too.
Just buy tickets on the day of the show. Like we're about to sell out San Francisco. We've sold out Seattle.
What are people doing in Portland for fun right now? Because I actually don't understand.
They're like, putting their sleeves over their, rolling their cuffs over their
Are they
hands.
Going like this?
And sipping big mugs the size of like a frisbee.
There's this TikToker who like it seems like she lives like in Portland or somewhere Pacific Northwesty with like forest, the sun peeking through. And she's always like packing like cookies and like going on hikes and like going to sit down by a river. She's always like sitting in leaves and then she's like, and then finding a beam of sunlight on like a wooden bridge.
That's literally
that's like what everyone is busy doing in Portland instead of
buying tickets,
logging online and buying
guys,
tickets.
And we know that it's been a stressful 2 years, but like come have fun with us. It's going to be so good. Like,
yeah. And I'm sure there are a bunch of COVID precautions anyway.
Yeah. We're also like, if you're worried about COVID, like we're not trying to get it either. And like, we're very safe. So like, it's a safe space. Come enjoy. We're going to have a fun time and we're going to rock Portland afterwards.
Yeah.
And like, just be there and join your Seattle.
Be there for us.
Be there for us.
Hold space for us.
And we'll be there for you.
I know.
We will create a space for you to like live, laugh, love out loud and like get down with your whatever you need to exercise that night. Come to us.
I'm about to like start Googling like what do Portlanders do?
Yeah. I mean, if we have to, we will pamphlet the streets.
Yeah, because I don't understand what could be more important than this.
Anyway,
miffed,
tickets are on sale right now. Low ticket warning for San Francisco. Seattle is sold out. Portland at Mississippi Studios. We're looking at you.
We're looking all eyes on Portland.
Portland.
March 3rd.
March 3rd, 2022. Come have fun with us.
That's the date of my parents' wedding anniversary.
Okay, to honor
Butch.
And they
got divorced. So now I'm going to need you to buy tickets to heal,
support you.
To put me in a place of healing.
Support this child of divorce.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.